I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, they seem to be everywhere this time of year, the red kettles and bell ringers asking for your help. But what do you really know about the history and mission of the Salvation Army? We'll tell you more in just a few minutes. But first, in our weekly political chat, we want to talk about jobs. The Labor Department today announced the jobless rate dropped to 10% in November. That's a slight improvement from the 10.2% rate in October, and it signaled that employers cut fewer jobs than expected last month. It's a rare bit of good news in what has been a very dire period for people seeking work. That's one reason President Obama hosted a job summit yesterday, bringing together executives from marquee companies like FedEx and Google, along with small business owners, economists, labor leaders, and some political leaders and activists, all to brainstorm ways to create jobs. Some critics are calling it a publicity stunt that won't do anything, and others are saying there's nothing the president really can do. We decided to call two elected officials who've been very concerned about the employment situation to talk more about this. Congressman Gregory Meeks, who represents New York's 6th District, joins us from the NPR Bureau in New York. Representative Meeks is a member of the House Financial Services Committee. Also joining us on the line is Detroit Mayor Dave Bing. Mayor Bing was one of four mayors to attend the summit. He's dealing with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country, well above the national average. These gentlemen are both Democrats. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great being with you, Michelle.
Very, very good. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Mayor Bing, you attended the summit. Why did you go, and do you think anything will come out of it?
Well, I'm hopeful that something positive will come out of it, but there's a reality check that I'm not sure that government are job creators. I think they can help create an atmosphere for change, but the public sector, the private sector, is where jobs are going to be created, and most jobs in the private sector will be created by small business people.
Did you have any specific suggestions for the president or for the other people attending the group with you?
I think one of the things that's still important, it takes way too long. The whole stimulus package that's being propagated. It's taken way too long to get where it needs to get. For example, in order for the city to get its stimulus money, the money goes to the state first and then to the city. So you just get caught up in a lot of red tape, and people are out there suffering. And the best thing to do, in my opinion, is get the money directly to the municipality that needs it. And Detroit, without a doubt, needs it as bad as anybody in the country.
Congressman Meeks, you voted for that $787 billion stimulus package. And first of all, do you agree with the mayor that perhaps it's directing the funds towards states instead of localities was not the best idea, even though that decision's already been made? And why do you think it's not achieving better results?
Well, I think that the mayor is correct in that it's slow getting out. A substantial amount of the money has yet to be spent. And we've got to get that money out into the areas where it needs to be so that it can be a job creator or help, you know, for example, with infrastructure. But I think the mayor was also correct that government can only do but so much. We've got to stabilize this economy, and we've got to, again, in our financial institutions, have liquidity that will give small businesses the kinds of access to loans, et cetera, that they can continue to make payrolls and create jobs. But we can't panic. I mean, so we have to have stability and our economic foundation. And I think that as we fix that market, then we can then have the incentives to get private enterprises to, and small businesses in particular, to begin hiring again.
Congressman Meeks, there have been a number of published reports highlighting complaints against the administration by the Congressional Black Caucus, of which you are a member. In fact, you were one of 10 caucus members who boycotted a key Financial Services Committee vote held this week. Why did you stage that boycott, and what specifically do you want the administration to do?
Well, what we're trying to highlight is the dire straits that African Americans in particular are suffering from as a result of this crisis. And therefore, we think that there should be a specific focus put on, or spotlight put on that agenda, so that we can make sure that they are included and not become the last to recover in this recovery package as we look to create jobs. And so it was not, and I want to stress, anything to deal with the bill itself, because most of us, all of us, were supportive of the bill, but it is to say that there are things that we can do in government, certain policies that we can put in place that can make for African-American businesses, and because they create jobs in the communities that are hard hit. We want those small businesses to be able to stand on their feet because they are job creators. And that's the emphasis that we really
put. I understand that, but you just heard Mayor Bing, who was a small business person prior to taking office, and you yourself have said that you don't feel that there's a very great deal that the government can do, but you feel obviously there's something the government can do. What do you want the administration to do?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are certain pieces that we could put in place as far as access to capital. In working to make sure that it is getting into the right hands. We can also be focused on, the mayor used to be an auto dealer. We see disproportionately African-American auto dealerships when they were closed were African-Americans. We're going down to under 100 or under very less, I think it's 75 if the closures continue. And there's things that we can do to make sure that those kinds of businesses and government can continue to exist and hire people in the communities that are in dire straits.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about President Obama's Job Summit yesterday. We're speaking with the mayor of Detroit, Dave Bing. He attended the summit. We're also speaking with Congressman Gregory Meeks of New York. He's a member of the House Financial Services Committee, and he has some concerns about the administration's approach to the unemployment situation so far. Mr. Mayor, there were some interesting panels at the summit. One dealt with the creation of jobs through national infrastructure projects. Another panel explored ways to create jobs through emerging green industries. Did you hear anything at the summit? Did it give you any new ideas that you thought you could implement right away? Or were these mainly long-term strategies that policy leaders think need to be thinking about?
Well, I think there's some immediate things that need to happen because, once again, people are in pain and, people are frustrated, people are angry. They don't think that they're getting the help or the attention. And I think what the summit yesterday did was focus on attention more than anything else. We hear you, but in terms of coming out of that summit with something very a deliverable, I really don't think that we had a deliverable yesterday. I think what's happening is a lot of the long-term thinkers, the long-term planners, are looking at how to have a positive impact on the communities around the country that are hurting. But in the short term, I don't think anybody has come up with any ideas to get the money where it's needed, and that's in our neighborhoods and our urban centers.
How are you keeping, I mean, I hate to draw on cliches here, but how are you keeping hope alive? How are you encouraging your city to people in your city to keep their heads up at such a difficult time? As we mentioned I'm not sure what the latest figures are for Detroit, but in October the unemployment rate was hovering around 17%, and many people say that the real unemployment rate, particularly in the African American community among African American males, is around 25%. So it's actually far worse than official figures demonstrate, overall. So how are you keeping people's spirits up, Mr. Mayor?
Well,
if I may ask,
I think the most interesting thing is, as people do understand about the time that it takes to get decisions from a political standpoint, and people have been frustrated. This is not the first time that they've gone through this, but this is the worst depth that I think we have seen in the city of Detroit over the last 50 years. Unemployment hovers around 30%. That's reported unemployment. I believe it's higher than that because people have just stopped looking and have given up. So you have to constantly talk to people, communicate as best you can, tell people the truth, and hope that they keep faith. Because once again, this political game that I'm just finding out, things move very, very slow.
Congressman Meeks, when we've last talked about the foreclosure issue in your district and how your district is one of the hardest hit in your area, what about you? Are any of the initiatives that the administration has started helping that? One of the things that they recently announced is that the Treasury Department says that they'll send so-called financial SWAT teams to the nation's largest mortgage lenders to study their operations to see if they're actually converting of some of these mortgages into more manageable terms for homeowners. Is anything making a difference for your constituents?
It hasn't hit the ground yet. Again, it has been slow. I'm looking at, for example, somewhat hopeful in regards to a recent development, with the Bank of America, where in other TARP money, that as that money is being repaid, that we can then take a number of those dollars, because it's being repaid with interest, and get that money back into the cities that Mayor Bing is talking about, but also make sure that those banks are aggressively participating in foreclosure mitigation. That's what is key to me. When I'm able to sit down with my constituency and with the lender, so that many of those individuals who can't afford to continue to pay their mortgage but needs to have them mitigated, that we can actually get that done. And that's not taking place at the degree that I would like it.
And finally, Congressman, we only have a minute left. When your constituents come to you and say, how do I hold on? How long is this going to last? What do you tell them?
It's a hard story because, you know, the truth of the matter is, in my personal estimation, it is we are still close to at least a year away from having the overall kind of recovery that's really going to begin to stimulate the kind of jobs that are necessary to begin to reduce unemployment. And I think that the only answer is, part of what the mayor has said is to get the money more directly into cities and into hands of people who need it today and need it right now.
Congressman Gregory Meeks represents New York's 6th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Financial Services Committee, and he was kind enough to join us from NPR's Bureau in New York. Dave Bing is the mayor of Detroit. He was reelected to a full term last November. He was one of four mayors to attend the president's job summit yesterday, and he joined us by phone. Gentlemen, I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.